Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon. It's an honor for me to address the representatives of permanent missions. In July of last year, the committee adopted its first general observations on the definition of place of detention under Article 4 of the Optional Protocol. Today, we'd like to use this opportunity to provide you details about this general comment. We believe it's a very important tool in national mechanism of prevention and the committee in the prevention of torture, and it is very important for SPT to be aware of the contents. Our first general comment is based on the experience of the committee and national prevention mechanisms have collected during preventive visits, the indisciplinary experience of our members, and our role to assess and help national prevention mechanisms throughout the world. This general comment reflects firsthand knowledge and experience both of the committee as well as national mechanisms for prevention of torture. And on the basis of that, made it possible for us to understand that these national mechanisms have faced at different moments different difficulties and restrictions to carry out visits to places of deprivation of liberty. This may relate to national legislation or may relate to an incorrect or limited understanding of what a place for deprivation of liberty means under the Optional Protocol. In this general comment, we state that the SPT already mentioned in its jurisprudence and in practice that the notion of the place of deprivation of liberty should be interpreted in the broadest possible way to carry out effective work of NPMs. As we explain, this allows for a comprehensive approach to the term of deprivation of liberty adopted by regional bodies and the United Nations. In this framework, we make it clear that the place of deprivation of liberty goes beyond what is usually understood. Such places like police precincts and prisons, and includes some places that overlooked where ill treatment and torture may take place. And we give examples, for example, installations for military staff, asylum seekers, centers, psychiatric and hospital center institutions for persons with disabilities, and persons with difficulties related to drug abuse and alcohol abuse, places for elderly persons, homosexuals, religious schools, amongst other places. With this general comment, the SPT found that it was important to clarify that only through a continued process without obstacles to have access to these places can help implement the protocol. Also, we have emphasize the inclusion of places where persons can be placed in being deprived of liberty is an independent decision by the mechanism and by national prevention mechanisms. And we look forward to continue our work, as we said last week, in order to help people understand the contents of the general comment in this respect. This was indeed the objective of the meetings of the regional groups with the SPT last week to see how they're applying the general comment in practice, and also our annual report that will be published in the upcoming months will have a summary related to the general comment. And for us, this meeting is a very important step in this process of circulating this information to states parties, and we use this opportunity to consult you about what else we can do in the SPT to ensure that this general comment is known and is implemented. And all your suggestions will be welcome, and we really appreciate your support in order to ensure that persons deprived of their liberty can be held by NPMs, and therefore they can implement their mandate to prevent torture and other inhuman ordeals.